According to WHO's Fadela Shaib, the number came into question because deaths from the virus are often mislabeled.
It's very difficult to find information about how many people died from H1N1 during the pandemic period, because when you have death, it's rarely registered as death from H1N1. It could be registered as respiratory failure or respiratory disorder.
Fadela Shaib explains the number comes into question because experts conduct research in different ways.
For the time being, we cannot say if this number is reasonable or not. The only thing we say is it's very difficult to find out how many people died from H1N1, because in many countries, death from H1N1 and death from influenza are not registered as such, and even for seasonal influenza, it's very difficult to find reliable information.
The World Health Organization says the official death toll from the 2010 H1N1 flu pandemic is still the subject of intensive research around the world. Again, Fadela Shaib.
Many experts worldwide are working to try to adjust these numbers. In the course of the year, many new publications will talk about H1N1 deaths.
Fadela Shaib. This is Don Bob reporting.